I find it amazing to think that 50 years have elapsed since my father's speech in Glasgow announcing the idea of the University of the Air. The speech was largely ignored by the press at the time. Only the Guardian reported it. So the Open University, as it eventually became, was born on Easter Day, 1963, in the Isles of Scilly. The rest of the family had gone to church, and when we returned before lunch, he showed us a page of notes he'd made about such a University of the Air. However, as a first-year undergraduate with my mathematical preoccupations, I took little notice at the time. Little did I know. The OU was a high priority for my father. Indeed, at one stage, he even threatened to resign if it didn't go through. After 1966, when he appointed Jenny Lind as Minister for the Arts, my father always claimed to have conceived the OU with Jenny as the midwife who delivered it, as indeed she did. Appropriately, the Professor of Electrical Engineering was Professor Sparks, and of Chemistry was Professor Gass. Survive it did, with an initial 4 faculties and 16,000 students. In spite of a hostile press and a major postal strike during its first month, February 1971, with vans rushing around the country delivering the new course units, the new MacArthur microscopes, specially designed for science experiments, the punch cards for computing students to take to their study centres, and the floppy 45 RPM records of extracts from Beowulf for the Arts Foundation course. Inevitably, there were mess-ups, some delightful. For example, the firm that made those Beowulf floppy records also made other records, and many Arts Foundation students were treated instead to Val Dubican singing Yesterday. I've always wondered about the reaction of any Val Dubican fans who may have received Beowulf. Finally, to return to my father, in the late 70s, he recorded a television programme for a Level 2 social science course. Afterwards, on learning how rapidly the number of OU students had increased during the 1970s, and hearing that so many thousands had already received OU degrees, he enthused, "I'd always hoped that the OU would be a success, but I really never imagined for a moment that it would take off quite as well as it did. And you, our alumni, are proof of this. Thank you very much."